You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 196, The Fundamentals. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? Hello, welcome back. How are all of you amazing humans? I love you. I'll be honest, I love coming on the podcast and being able to just talk so candidly of what's on my mind, what's on my heart, and all those things. And I appreciate you so much listening. This has just been a fun way for me to express my ideas. And I love hearing back from people that it's helped to them. It's given them the confidence to homeschool. It's helped them in their homeschool to make it better, all of those fun things. So I am so grateful that you enjoy this because it has been a ton of fun for me. So thank you so much for sharing, commenting, all those nice things. I appreciate it all. So thank you. So all month long, I'm talking about getting ready for this year's No Yelling course. And I want to share with you another big part of it. And I want it to be, when we get to November, I want it to be as easy as possible to just not yell at your kids. And it's interesting because very, very rarely do I ever feel the urge or desire to yell at my kids. Now, it doesn't mean that it doesn't ever pop up and I think, oh my gosh, I'd like to flip out right now. But it very rarely does. And so when we get to November, I would love for it to be like, this is a walk in the park. Meg should have challenged me harder. This should have been something completely different when we get to November. So this is another way that is going to help support you in becoming the person who no longer desires to yell. And it is a lot of fun. So it is your fundamentals. And this is something that I learned when I did the creation coaching certification with Brooke Snow. And we were required to track our fundamentals. And I believe we had to do 200 days of them in order to certify. And let me tell you what her fundamentals were that we did. They were track your sleep, walk 6,000 steps a day, have a big fitness goal of your choice. That one was fun for me. That was easy. I always have a big fitness goal. Meditate 10 minutes a day, and it could be split up morning and night. So 5 minutes, 5 minutes, right? Seven, three, all those things. Don't drink any sugary drinks with either even cane sugar or artificial sugar drinks. I don't know what that one is. So let's see. Getting unplugged an hour a day. And so that could be split up also AM and PM. So before you wake up, like when you wake up in the morning, don't check your phone, don't get on your computer, don't turn on a TV, anything like that, but just staying unplugged. And before bedtime, getting off your phone, not watching TV, all of those types of things, at least 30 minutes before you go to bed. Or you could do, yes, you could do it like all in the evening or all in the morning. So I loved doing these fundamentals. So I don't know if you remember a few episodes back, it was the toxic positivity one. And thanks for I had a lot of nice comments when people reached out to me. So thank you for that. But I talked about my story of being very depressed and very suicidal. And I mentioned in there that I had unhealthy habits. And it was interesting to watch myself as I improved emotionally, that a lot of my habits were supporting me versus working against me. And when I did this creation coach course with Brooke Snow, it was interesting to see me even evolve more of being this better version. I don't like the word better, but like the next version of myself, stripping away more of this false identity, more of irritation, things like that, and really stepping into who I actually am. And so having these habits that were supporting that. So I kind of want to talk about what some of my habits were and what they are now, right? And I'm not like, oh yeah, anyway, random thought. So anyways, what some of my habits were kind of when I was first getting married and maybe when I was a little bit younger that were aiding and like aiding in me feeling more depressed and more irritable and all those types of things. So let's see. So when I was younger, I actually danced for a really long time. I've had my own dance studio before, and I've been a director of a dance studio before. And so even though I did dance, I hated exercise. And so if I wasn't dancing, I wasn't really moving my body. And it was funny because I remember one year for dance team that they made us run a mile. And I like walk ran it and was like, this is so hard. And now I go and run these things for fun. So kind of funny that I didn't love exercise. And so I had become a little bit more sedentary. I was a little bit more sedentary. I also had a lot of habits with food that were not supporting me. I had eating disorders throughout high school. And when I got married, I switched from not eating to eating all the time, anything I wanted. And a lot of times it was like mostly junk food and processed food, but a lot of treats. I really, really loved candy and donuts and all those types of things. I remember there were many nights when my husband would go to bed and I would stay up late and eat. I don't even remember what they're called, but they're the white powdered donuts with the jelly filling. And I would just sit and eat those and watch TV, which meant I also had terrible sleep habits. I struggled with insomnia and wasn't really sleeping very well, right? And so that's obviously not supporting you. I also loved soda. My favorite was root beer. I don't know why, but like I thought that was a really good soda. I also loved really fruity, sugary drinks like raspberry lemonade, any lemonades. If it had sugar in it, I was like, yes. It's like Buddy the Elf, right? Does it have sugar in it? Yes. Then yes, I loved it. I didn't have a cell phone. Those weren't, maybe they were, I'm sure they were invented, but I did not have one for years. So I didn't have that, or social media wasn't out yet, but I did watch a lot of TV and movies. So it was no surprise with habits like these that it was not helping me to get out of feeling so awful all the time. Slowly, I started improving some of my habits. So the first one for me, and I think a lot of times when we have habits, we usually have one that is our own keystone habit. And I think exercise is that for me, that when I am exercising and doing well, all my other habits start supporting me. So I started running after my second son. And that helped my mood immensely. And it's interesting, even now, if I'm not being really active, like my husband's like, you should go for a walk. You should go out or do something. And it's like, oh yeah, I need to do this. I have to move my body. And sometimes moving my body is the best way for me to clear my head and get my brain to calm down. Because I was running, I then cut out soda because I had read somewhere that soda makes you run slower, right? So I was like, oh, I'm just going to give up soda. So I just gave up soda right then and there. I still drink a lot of sugary drinks, but I wasn't drinking soda anymore. Because I was exercising and moving my body, guess what improved? My sleep. My sleep started to improve. So that was helpful. And also because I was running, I started to care more about what food I was putting into my body. Now, this is embarrassing, but here we go. If you have been a runner, you will know these stories. And unfortunately, some people can have some stomach issues with running. And I even had a girlfriend who said, you can't really call yourself a runner unless you've pooped your pants. So I can call myself a true runner. So to avoid more stomach issues, I had to be much more careful with my diet. And then after the birth of my fourth child, my husband and I were in a discussion about addiction. And I made a very bold claim that it's super easy to not be addicted to anything. And like, if you don't want to be an alcoholic, don't buy alcohol. And if you don't want to be a smoker, then quit smoking. And he laughed at me and said, okay, never eat candy again. So that was 16 years ago and I have proven him wrong. I haven't eaten candy since that day, but I also found out how hard addiction really is. That was a really rough few years as I completely went off of that. As I changed a lot of these habits, I have watched myself continue to improve greatly. I've watched myself be able to see more clearly and show up more and more as myself. Then I did the creation coaching certification, which added in meditation, taking out sugary drinks, making sure I get 6,000 steps even on days I don't run, and being unplugged. It made the biggest difference for me. It was such a huge year of growth. And so I am adding in the fundamentals into my No Yelling course because it is such a no-brainer that instead of like being sleep deprived, being hopped up on sugary drinks, not moving your body, all those things, you just feel more irritable and you are more inclined to yell at your kids. So if we get a lot of those habits that support you, it is easier to stay calm. And I'm always about, let's try to make it as easy as possible. Last year, my no yelling course was 2 months. And even in those short months, I watched some amazing growth with the people that did the challenge. And it was so fun to see what it did for them. And so I'm so excited to have it be 9 months to give you a lot more time to truly become that person. If you remember from last episode where I talked about the law of creation, where it's see, say, feel, do, these fundamentals are a lot of those do's as you are working on becoming the parent that no longer yells at your kids. And these are habits that are supporting you and your mood and how you feel, so that you can show up in a way where you can communicate with your children without yelling at them. So it's a no-brainer for me to add this into the no yelling course. I did change them up a little bit. So instead of no sugary drinks, which by the way, after doing that, I have not had a sugary drink since. I do protein drinks, but I do pretty low sugary, like the lower sugar ones. So I guess, I don't know, I justify that, I guess. But like fruity drinks, chocolate milk, hot chocolate, anything like that. I will do a protein hot chocolate that I make that I really like, but I have given up fruity drinks. So that was big for me. But so I just, instead of giving up fruity drinks, sugary drinks, I challenge you to drink at least 65 ounces of water a day. And if you watch the Tanner and Alyssa's awesome no yelling video they did, there was one night they waited way too late to drink their water. So that was a rough night. They were up using the restroom all night long. And so I would encourage you to do it a little bit earlier in the day so you're not going to the bathroom all night. I also challenge you to eat at least 2 servings of fruit and or veggies a day instead of a big fitness goal. As I have watched what taking care of your fundamentals does for your brain, it is so helpful that as you do these things, that you stay more calm when things do not go as planned. Now, I do not post about my kids and their struggles and whatnot. I will with a toddler because they're more lighthearted. They're like a meltdown over something simple. And then obviously as teens get older, there's stuff they don't really want it talked about. And so just know, like, my kids are human and they totally have their struggles too. But the other, not too long ago, maybe about a month ago, I was being super fun and I took my kids. We ended up going to an arcade and we won so many tickets. And so we were divvying up, like, everybody got a funny prize and it was great. And George did not get the prize he wanted. And he was so mad and so angry and he started to throw a fit. Now, the old me would have been so mad right back at him because I didn't have to take you to an arcade. It was a very freezing night. The roads were super icy. I would have been so happy to just have stayed home. We could have read books. We could have played games. We could have done a bazillion other things. And so I was not obligated in any way to go and do this. And here you are being an ungrateful stink. I also would have given him a lecture on you should not be disrespectful to me, or giving him a lecture, you are being so selfish and being so rude right now. But instead, as your fundamentals are taken care of, you can just like breathe for a second. Like ask yourself, is this a problem? Is this something like, is the end of the world, right? And I just held space for him and just allowed him to be mad. Now, he's not a hugger when he's upset. So if you have a kid who's a hugger, maybe they'll want to be held. But he just wants to be mad for a little bit and just allowed him that space. And I said nothing. And we just walked to the car and I talked with the other kids. And like, we just were having fun and having a good time. And he had his little meltdown. And later that night, he was calmed down. And he said, Mom, I didn't know I could get the same prize that Brigham got, my 11-year-old. And I go, oh, wow. I would have been frustrated too. And I go, what do you think we could do next time? And he goes, well, next time I'll just say, can I switch my prize for the prize Brigham got? And I go, that sounds like a really good idea. I'm still so glad you came with us. And I love you. Thank you for thinking of a plan for next time. And so it all worked out. It like, there was no yelling. There was no fighting. I wasn't mad. He ended up getting over it really quickly. All the kids had a fun time and it just got to be a fun time where then my 5-year-old learned another skill of like, oh, if I want something, I just need to say it and didn't need a lecture or any of those things. So that's why these fundamentals are a part of the No Yelling course.
My notes are all over the place.
So you will try to eat 2 to 3 servings of veggies or fruit a day. Now, if you already do that, then I want to challenge you to do a little bit more, right? So maybe eat more servings of fruits and veggies, or maybe for you, it'd be cutting out something that was like, that's not serving you, like really processed food or sugar or something like that. Because eating a lot of processed sugary junk food, it just affects your mood so much, right? Feeling sluggish, feeling off, feeling irritable. And when you're feeling sluggish and off and irritable, and then your kid has a meltdown, guess what happens? You snap and you yell much easier. The next thing you will try to do is drink 65 ounces of water. If you already do that, you can try to drink more. I try to drink a gallon a day, especially living in a desert. And like I said, it's best to do this as early as possible in the morning so that you're not up all night going to the bathroom. Maybe you don't want to drink more water, but you're like, okay, I'm going to drink 65 ounces of water and I'm going to give up sugary drinks. That sounds like a really good plan for me. And it's interesting because drinking water has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety. So if you are feeling anxious and you're feeling sad and your kid says school is stupid and you have that depression and anxiety, then you are going to react to their comment, right? But if you're feeling calm and okay, then you can just ask questions, right? Like, oh, why do you think school's stupid? That's interesting. Huh. Sometimes I think it's stupid too, right? And you can actually just have a conversation with them and figure things out. The next one is getting the 6,000 steps a day. Now, this one is awesome. And you may say like, well, Meg, that's easy for you because you like to run. But I don't run every day. I might bike and I swim. And even if I go to CrossFit, I'm not getting 6,000 steps. And so it really even challenged me sometimes to make sure I was moving my body and not being too sedentary throughout the day. I biked yesterday, right? So I didn't get any steps with that. But then I did laundry. So I was going up and down the stairs. We went grocery shopping. We did all these things. And it was just fun, like to always try to find ways to be moving my body to be able to get those steps. This one is great because so much research shows that people who move that much every day feel less depressed. And moving your body helps release hormones that help you to feel better. And when you feel better, la da da, you show up better, right? Also, you'll be doing at least 5 minutes of meditating or journaling every day. Now, meditation is one of the quickest ways to retrain your brain. And I'm getting more and more into meditation and I just love it. I have within my membership, I have meditations from Brooke Snow that I love. My favorite one is I Love and Accept You. I still use that one all the time. But I have a bunch of different awesome ones you can do if you want a guided meditation. Or if you're more of a journaling kind of person, you can just journal. And journaling is such a good way to get those thoughts out onto paper and to look at them. Now, it's interesting too, because sometimes when a child will say, like, my friend was being so rude, and they tell you the story, and you're sitting there with your logical brain, like, this isn't an issue. But when you're emotionally stimulated, you're like, this is an issue. My neighbor said this or did this, and you're all emotionally charged. And a lot of times when you journal it, you can then see it just like when you see somebody else having a bad day and saying, oh, is this really a problem? Is it a big deal? Actually, no, it's not. And you can, as you journal, you can actually just get all of that out. So those are two ways that obviously help you a lot with your mood and all those things as you assess like, okay, yesterday my kid freaked out and threw their math book. Like, okay, like, is that a big deal? No. They've actually watched me throw many of things or whatever that is and kind of just look at it with more of a clear head. You will be just tracking your sleep. You will not be trying to hit a certain number, just tracking it because sleep is a huge one in affecting your mood. I know when you've had a baby or a newborn or even a toddler who was up all night or whatever it is, how much that affects your mood the next day when you are sleep deprived. And so it was really interesting. Just as people last year were doing this challenge and they were tracking their sleep, they said, oh, I noticed on the days that I made myself go to bed at whatever, a decent hour for themselves, that I showed up so much better the next day. So a lot of that is just bringing awareness. And I think a great part of that too would be that, let's say you had a toddler who kept you up last night. So you're like, wow, I got a full 5 hours of sleep last night.
maybe then you know that that day you need to take a much slower and gentler pace in your home because you are feeling already run down, right? So if you're like, I got 5 hours of sleep last night, friends for school today, we're going to take it easy. We're actually going to cuddle up on the couch and we're going to watch a show together. We're going to watch educational stuff on YouTube and we're just going to slow it down. Or I'm just going to read books to you today. We're going to have a lot of playing outside so mom can take a nap or whatever that is, to see that you're like, today's a day I need to take it slower because I had a rough night last night. Instead of like, hey, we're going to do school. We're going to do all our hours. We're going to sit here. We're going to clean the house. We're going to deep clean all these things. You're going to yell at your kids if you are doing that completely worn out. So that sleep is just to bring a lot of awareness. And I loved seeing that last year, how many moms said, just having that awareness of how sleep was affecting my mood was really, really big for them. So one of the things that I'm adding in this year that I'm so excited about is the opportunity to work with me to have an accountability partner. So I was thinking about this because last year I hired a coach who helped me with my triathlon, my Ironman. And I did more of that accountability with her, right? Where I was, my food was always sent in. She was going through my workouts and looking at them every week. I could message her throughout the week and just feeling like, oh man, that was rough, or that was really great, or hey, what do you think about this? And getting her feedback. And then I got a coaching call with her every week. And I'm coaching with her right now. And I actually am not doing the accountability part, right? Just more of the weekly coaching with her as a group. And I thought, you know what? I kind of miss doing it the other way of working more intensely with her, because my nutrition did so much better when I had her accountability. When I knew she was looking at what I was eating every day, I improved so much in my training with having an accountability partner. So I decided to offer basically the exact same thing, where you will be able to check in with me each week as your accountability partner, being able to contact me more. And I'm kind of playing with different things and probably will just do what works best for you. So if you're like, I love Marco Polo, or I love just emailing you, that would work great for me. Whatever works best for you. And then we would do a private session each month just to really help you personally dive into your areas of concern and what you need help with. Now, because you'll be getting much more of my time, I can only take 10 people. So if you know, like, okay, I need extra accountability, I need some help, make sure to do that. I actually will have you email me in and apply for it, because I have to be in control of how many people I can take. So just knowing my own time limitations and all those types of things. So what is amazing, after doing these fundamentals for a while, you start to become that next version of yourself. These are all small and simple habits, but they start to make a big change. And you want to know, it's really fun. As you do these things, a lot of times you can start doing them as a family. And it's interesting, because when I coach a lot of teens and I'm actually like doing a program with them and coaching them for a while, a lot of it is making sure that their fundamentals are being met, because I have too many cute teens who show up who are sleep deprived, not eating real food, on their phone morning and night, doing a lot of these things. And just by helping with their fundamentals, I've watched some teens come out of some pretty deep depressions. I've watched some teens then say, okay, I'm actually going to now start cleaning my room. And it's so interesting, because I don't come into this with like, hey, you should clean your room and you should do all this stuff. But as they start taking care of their fundamental needs, they're like, I actually could do more. My life could be even better. And it just starts getting the ball rolling to see like, I'm capable of so much more. That will be a huge part of these fundamentals of taking care of those things. So looking at it within yourself, whether or not you're doing the no yelling challenge, if homeschool is really hard and like it's consistently really hard, look in and check in and say, are my basic needs being met? And if not, that may be one of the reasons why it is harder for me to stay calm in school, why it is harder for me to be more relaxed, why it is harder for me to what? As these fundamental needs start getting met within your home and in your homeschool, you are able to start creating your home and homeschool to look the way you want to, because you are starting to show up as the best version of yourself. So last thing with the fundamentals, because I like challenges. So for everybody who is doing it, if they do at least 25 days a month, right, we always leave space for grace. So if the month has 30 days, you get 5 free days, basically. And if it's a 31-day month, you get 6 days. So you need to get at least 25 days each month of your fundamentals, and then obviously go through all of November without yelling. I have a very special prize for everybody who does that, whether or not you're doing one-on-one with me or you're just doing the group program, all those kinds of things. I have a very special prize that I'm very excited about to just say, yes, way to go. This is so awesome. So you would get your prize for doing the no yelling, no yell November, and you'll get your very special prize and a handwritten note from me. Just letting you know how much I am proud of you and all those awesome things. So if you have any questions about any of this, please reach out to me. You can also go to my website, coachmegthomas.com, and up top there it says no yelling, and you can click on that and read more about it. Email me questions. I would love to see so many people doing this. We had a big turnout last year and that was a lot of fun. And I just want to see even more families create these homes with safe environments, because what you will see as you become this parent who can stay calm and not yell, there's going to be some pretty amazing side effects of what's going to happen in your home where your children are more calm, where your children start having less meltdowns, where your children start opening up to you because now you are safe, where your children start listening to you because there is mutual respect between the two of you and no longer this contentious fighting. So if you are ready for that, please, please come and join me for this year's No Yelling course. Love you so much. Talk to you next week.
Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.